Scott McGee is wide to the left, wide to the right, Clarence Verdan, man in motion, to the left-hand side out of the slot, Ricky Sanders. Kelly throws underneath, Sam Harrell. Sam has to get away from the line, from the lineman. He does. He breaks a big one out near the 40-yard line. Alanda Smith and Wyman Henderson bring him down, but not before he gets out close to the 40-yard line. First and 10. Scott Boucher, the guard for the Gamblers, gets up limping on his right leg, but he's going to stay in the ball game, and the Gamblers have a 21-yard gain and a first down.
Well, that's a screen. They've had good success with that. The only time they had a problem with it when it was called back on a touchdown early in the ball game, but that was that sprint-out screen where he rolls to his right, looks for Sam underneath with those linemen.
Billy Kidd, the backup guard for the Gamblers, comes on, the second-year man from the University of Houston, to replace Scott Boucher. Otherwise, it's first unit all the way. Vince Corville now in for Scott McGee at one wide receiver. Sanders in motion to the left-hand side. Kelly back to pass, looking, throws underneath, touchdown. Intercepted by Troy West. He may go the distance. The only man who can touch him is Kelly, and he will not do so. Scores. Troy West, exactly the same play that he got an interception on last time in the first half. This one's a 41-yarder. Second interception of the day against Jim Kelly, the second one by Troy West, and this one goes for a score, and this one puts a big damper on the Houston Gamblers' chances. 9:47 left to go, fourth quarter, and it is now 32-13, L.A.
Nothing to say. He threw the ball into their hands, John. When you throw it into the defensive back's hands with no one between you and the goal line, they're going to take it in for a touchdown. And the poise that they had early in the ball game right now has disintegrated.
The extra point to come by Zendejas is good. So with 9:47 left to go in the ball game, the Los Angeles Express have just exploded here in the second half, and they lead 33-13. We'll be back. This is the Houston Gambler Football Network.
Nothing you could say. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
White flag. Back here at the Los Angeles Coliseum, the Houston Gamblers trailing the Los Angeles Express by a 33-13 count. Houston scored 13 points in the first quarter, and it was 13-0 as they entered the second quarter, but since then the Express have done all the dancing here. It's 33-13. Zendejas to kick off. With the wind behind him, he still chips it up short to try and keep the Gamblers from getting a good run back. Verdan at the 20, the 23, slips past some people, gets out to the 25, and is finally knocked down at that point by Darryl Patillo at the 25-yard line. It's first and 10 for the Gamblers, and with a 20-point deficit, they need to load and fire on almost every play.
Well, they're going to be forced to do that, and of course, that's what they've been doing. But I would think more important than that, John, this game, the Gamblers will need some kind of breaks and some type of help to get back into the ball game. But I think it's important from the standpoint of this being early in the season that they settle down and try to get a little bit of confidence. Even if they only come back and score a few points here now, it'll give them a lot of confidence when they have to go on the road again next week.
Next week against Tampa Bay, and then 2 weeks from now in Oakland against the Invaders. Man in motion is Sanders to the left-hand side. Kelly rolls out to his left and throws, and almost intercepted again. Gerald McNeil, the intended receiver, and the man coming across to bat it down is Alanda Smith. And I do believe Alanda Smith has acquitted himself of all charges from the first quarter, Ed.
Well, they were talking earlier before the ball game that the Express people felt like those two safeties, Smith and Drain, were really as good as safeties as their brand. And since they have settled down, they are covering a lot of field, a lot of ground, and getting their hands on on a lot of footballs. Evidently, Kelly is telegraphing where he's going because they are really getting a great break on the ball.
They've been rotating their zone away from where Dwight Drain plays. They have to throw weak side to put him in the play, and he hasn't heard his name much. As the Gamblers throw down on the right side, Clarence Verdan makes the catch in the sideline, and he's knocked out of bounds by Darryl Patillo. Patillo's been out there all day long, so you can just safely say that the Express has been using five defensive backs and sometimes six all day. But the catch is good up to the 47-yard line, and the Gamblers have first and 10, their own 47 after the 21-yard gain.
Well, he just ran down the sideline, and that time Jim put the ball in there, and that safety couldn't quite cover that much yardage to get over to it.
First and 10. Gamblers with 9:03 left to go in the ballgame, trailing by 20. Sanders in motion to the left. Kelly back to pass, looking deep across the middle, has his man, Richard Johnson. It's a foot race at the 10, at the 5, and oh my goodness, what a fake job by Gerald McNeil, or rather by Vince Coraville, to walk Darryl Patillo into the sideline, and Johnson just walked on in. A big play by the Gamblers to equalize the first of 20 points.
Well, they really needed that play in this drive and to get something on the board, and of course, I'm not so sure that they have a chance, but they, you know, things can happen, but that for their confidence standpoint and the belief in each other, that was a big drive for them to score and put points on the board.
Johnson's first touchdown reception of the year, his eighth catch of the day for 151 yards and a score, and Tony Fritsch will be on to attempt the extra point.
Well, they're probably deciding over there now because Tony isn't out. It looks like they're talking about the possibility of going for a two-point conversion. Well, now Tony's out there. There was some confusion of what's going on. Down to 10 seconds on the 30-second clock.
Tommy Myers set to take the snap. He does in plenty of time. Tony kicks the extra point. It is good. And it is 33-20. Los Angeles leading, but the Gamblers trying to come back in this one. Let's take a timeout with the Gamblers trailing by 13. 33-20. Now this word from our local stations. Okay, down the line, that is break number 24, and it's our ball game from here on out. Thank you, sir.
God, did they need that one?
Woo. Yep. Now they need to have a big defensive play. They still got time to hold them on downs and do it again. Scored in less than a minute, Ed.
Oh yeah, thanks. That's the first time he looked like a since
well, they were able to isolate one guy on one back here in the middle. Back to play here at Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The Gamblers have scored in less than a minute's time, and it's 33-20. Dale Walters will kick off for the Gamblers. Ed, we still got enough time to just play regular football, no tricksters, and still get back in it, but we need to get the ball back.
Oh, there's 9 minutes left to go in the game. Defense now needs a three and out situation, and of course they have to score again quickly, but the game isn't over, but they have to do better than what they've been doing so far.
Dale Walters kicks one. It's going to be handled on one hop by Tony Boddy, and Boddy, check that. That's Anderson. He's going to come forward. He's still on his feet, but finally knocked down at the 22-yard line. He accepted the ball at around the 14 and picked up around 8 yards on the play. And the Gamblers will start their defensive unit against Los Angeles and Steve Young at the LA 22.
It'll be interesting to see John Hadle's approach right now, whether he'll sit on this league and play very conservative or whether he'll try to go out and increase it. And the one thing about a team like the Gamblers, they can score quickly, so he better not sit and be too cautious.
Anthony Brock and Reggie Vaughn are on the tackle of that special teams play. Robert Alexander was the runner. Jim Kelly has 428 yards passing, but he needs to have the ball to improve on that. Right now, he does not. Steve Young sends a man in motion. Inside handoff, and it's going to be spoiled immediately. And the man who does it is Hosea Taylor. Jose loves to demonstrate when he makes a good play. And that time he did a little dance. Tony Boddy was the ball carrier, and he lost a yard on the inside handoff. Little slot back handoff. A lot of teams still use that, Ed. That's one of the older ones in the book.
They had Boddy lined up on that side right by Jose. And when he came down the line, Jose just closed right with him. Was right in his hip pocket and made the play.
Second down and 11. 7:50 left to go in the ball game. Young, straight drop back. Gamblers show a blitz. They throw underneath, and oh, it hit the hands of Luther Bradley, and it's incomplete. Gordon Hudson wanted an interference call. He's still looking for it. John Hadle's out there on the field, 4 yards into the field of play, talking to his offensive players, but Luther Bradley had it signed, sealed, and delivered and couldn't put it in the bag.
Yeah, that's one of those plays that the defensive people say it was offensive interference, and the offensive coaches say it was defensive interference, and officials were probably right by not calling anything.
Oh, what a play it would have been. The Gamblers would have had the ball at around the Los Angeles 35 had Luther Hale held onto it, but it's third down and 11, and the Gamblers need to put on one more defensive play. Young, back to pass. Four-man rush is picked up. He throws over the middle, and Dwight Drain cannot hold on to it. Rather, Dwayne Gunn. Mike Mitchell tackled him just as the ball got there, and now Mitchell and Gunn put on a little word exchange. And, boy, that was close enough to call, too. And I do believe Mike was right on his tailgate.
Well, it was good coverage by the Gamblers. That's a nice series by the defensive team. Three plays and out. The Gamblers now will have the opportunity to get the ball in good field position. And, of course, if they can go in there and score, they're right back in this ball game.
L.A. will punt it away with the wind, and it's actually died down a little bit. The wind is still to the back of the punter, Jeff Partridge.
L.A. had the ball that time, John, for only about a minute, and that could be key now going down the last 7 minutes of the ballgame.
Gerald McNeil, they look like they're going for the return. There is a flag down. McNeil returning the ball. Has a great return going. It's going to come back because there's 12 men on the field for the Gamblers, but McNeil will be down inside the 10-yard line. There were 12 men on the field of play for the Gamblers. The flag was thrown as soon as the play was underway, so you knew what it all was going to be. Gerald McNeil made an outstanding return down to the 12-yard line, but Jack Pardee is going to eat his microphone on that one.
Well, he's going to be very unhappy at the end of this day with the special teams' performance, John. I mean, you can say nice things, you can say good things, but the special teams have just not performed today. You know, they had a punt block. Now you got a situation where you wind up with 12 men on the field. Instead of having the ball on a punt return down on their 15-yard line, you're going to give them, you know, another shot.
It will be fourth down and 7 after the mark off, and Partridge will be out to punt it again. But you're not going to get that kind of return 2 times in a row.
No, unless you're very fortunate in those. You know, there's a very thin line between winning and losing professional football. What an opportunity that would have been for the Gamblers to get right back in the game.
And now Gerald McNeil has to come out because he's lost a little wind, and Ricky Sanders will have to return punt this time. Sanders is back deep with Calvin Eason and Scott McGee as the up men. And now McGee does the smart thing, and he counts out 11 just before they kick this one off. Oh, what a bad play on special teams that one was. Partridge takes his time, and this is a horrible punt. It's going to take a hop. Oh. Sanders will let it go. Sanders could have picked the ball up and saved himself 5 yards and made a decent return, but he held off and let it bounce an extra 5 yards, and the Gamblers take over first and 10 at the 33 with 7:01 left to go in the ball game. That one was returnable, Ed.
Well, that one was returnable, and again, what a difference. It's about a 50-yard difference in field position from the Gambler's standpoint, and that's one of the things the special teams coaches tell the receivers. If the ball bounces right in your hands, don't lose that yardage. He had time and just... probably the first, he hasn't been back there. They've been using McNeil, and because McNeil was winded, they had to put Sanders in.